It's time for this edition of Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. And once again, we're joined by Thorin Christian's daughter, who comes and joins us at least every week or every other week. And we talk a little bit about the magazine and the online site as well. Thorin, thanks for joining us again today.
My pleasure.
You know, we were talking off the air just before we came on air. I think one of the interesting things that we have done here, and the New York Times, when they wrote an article about us, mentioned that the thing they found most amazing about the radio station is the number of local people who are involved in volunteering and doing programming, which gave the station the true local flavor, which you don't get at a lot of smaller NPR stations or actually radio stations. And when I look at Main Street Magazine, whether it's the website or whether it's the magazine itself, Thorin, I get the same feeling because most of the people, if not all the people that do articles for you, are members of our pretty impressive community.
They are all local. Either they're transplants or they grew up and, you know, still live here. And I think that's what helps to make the heart of the magazine, if you will.
It's true because, I mean, they can talk of things about things and write about things that are local, but also tie it into what's going on regionally and nationally. And that's the great thing about building something like you've built up from the basis from local up, not from national down to local. Local is always the first and most important thing.
Yes. You know, our focus is all in the tri-corner. And so I love the fact that all of our staff, both photographers, writers, and, you know, my advertising staff here, if you will, we are all focused on everything local. And I love what you just said, that, you know, we go from local to national and even global.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do a little meet the staff here. Let's talk a little bit about the people behind the scenes.
For sure. So the first person to come on board with me, it was actually my sister-in-law, Ashley. She's married to my brother. And she had been working for what was First Niagara Bank at the time and wanted a change. And so when I started out in the dead of winter in January, she quit her job, came on board, and she had, you know, has a lot of personal relations and experience and customer service and organization is her middle name. So I knew she'd be great at just, you know, and the fact that we're family, you know, either family can work together or they can't. And, you know, I'm lucky that my family can definitely work together. So we've had a lot of fun together and done a lot of great work. And, you know, she kind of has helped put the office in all the whole back end into shape for us. And she's the person who deals with all of our advertisers and, you know, answers the phone and all that stuff. And she basically wears every other hat with me in the office. And so, you know, we knocked on doors together in the dead of winter, and I kind of taught her the advertising part of it. But she's super quick learner and had a little bit of a design background, too. So it helped a lot with that. And she's just, you know, grown and flourished. And, you know, I always feel like, you know, with all my folks that I have working with me, and you know, I want them to feel like they own part of the magazine, too. But, you know, definitely with Ashley, she knows everything just as much as I do. So it was the two of us from day one. And then, through our osteopath in Lakeville, she actually told my dad was over there and my dad was telling her about, the fact that I was starting this magazine. She's like, oh, I have two people that, you know, Thorin should talk to. And that was Christine Bates and Mary O'Neill. And so they came in, you know, around that time that Ashley and I were formulating everything with the magazine. And I really think that they thought I was nuts. You know, starting a local magazine, whereas, you know, at the time, a lot of publications were folding, you know, nationally, even, you know, newspapers, et cetera, that were over 100 years old. So they kind of looked at me like, okay, especially Christine, you know, she's kind of funny too. And so she looked at me, she's like, you're going to do what now? Okay. And so Christine has a truly interesting background. She and her husband have lived all over the world and, you know, worked in finance and real estate, and she's a super interesting lady, knows so much about all kinds of subjects. And she's the one who, when she decided to test me out and work with me, she suggested having a real estate feature and an entrepreneur feature. And that's from the beginning, she's done that. So those are her two monthly columns every month. Whereas Mary was more skeptical, if you will, and I found out much later, years later, that it was more on her end. She didn't know if she, you know, felt like she was not good enough, but, you know, qualified enough to be, writing, you know, for a magazine. And I'm so happy she did, because Mary, she's a PhD and she was a teacher at a college. She's now working at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And she does, you know, business consulting and all kinds of things. And I really will say that all my writers, they have such a varied background and expertise that it really shows the diversity of, you know, not just them as individuals in their careers, but also the subjects that they tackle. And, you know, it's so true with Mary, because she will tackle all kinds of ideas and out of the box, and it's very in depth. And, you know, she really brings her PhD into some of it. And so it's some of it's super technical, and some of it's just super light and fun. But you know, it's always interesting to hear what idea she has. So, and then we have let's see, who came on board next? I think it was CB came. I think he moved to the area, what was it, 4 years ago now or so. And he kind of just popped in one day and we started chatting, and he had worked in, you know, DC and the, you know, government field and all kinds of things, and did some writing. And so CB has, and his wife Kathy is an amazing artist, so he knows a lot of artists. So he kind of took over our artist profile, and he's been since January started doing what we call backstage, but it's looking at theaters and different productions like that in the area. And he's done a couple other pieces, you know, couples profiles that he's been doing for the last 2 years, where he focuses on kind of interesting couples. And it's a great mixture that they do.
It's funny, you know, when you say when he came knocking at your door, we have so many talented people, and not only do you get the services of the people that, but sooner or later, other people that they know that have something interesting to write about or say about our area also just follow up on that.
They do. And through Mary, I met Ian, who is now the principal at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, has been writing for us, I don't know, two, three, the years are starting to melt together now. But he's, you know, his interests are very outdoors, but then he's tackled some other subjects. And through Mary, I also met Jesse, who's been, I think, for 2 years now writing recipes for us that are really cool. And, you know, she's a published, has many published books on, you know, cakes and, you know, different baking things. And so it's just fun to see, you know, who you meet through other people. And Christine has also introduced us to Claire, who was with us for quite a while, who wrote a lot about nature and gardening. And actually, Christine's husband, Peter, has also written a few times for us. And then, let's see, Regina came on board with us about a year and a half ago, but she is originally from the city. She was moving here from Hawaii, where her husband was a doctor, and he transferred to Rhinebeck. And so she was just getting to know the area. And so Regina's been a fantastic writer for us, but it's been fun with her because she's new to the area. So she's been exploring different things that, you know, someone to the area would explore, and finding all kinds of different stories on very different subject matters. So it's been extremely fun, like hearing her pitches to me, like, hey, I found this farm, or I found this business, or, you know, this design company. And, you know, it tells me a little bit about him. Some of these, like, I had no idea that we're here. So I love, like, the exploration that she has found and that she's sharing with us.
You know, also, I'm looking at your website now, and you've got a couple of interesting photographers that are also well-known people in our immediate area.
For sure. Laszlo has been with us, I think, 5 years now or so. We met him through, you know, another person who was with us. And Laszlo, he says he's retired, but it does photography for fun. But he honestly, his stuff, he should have it in galleries all over. His nature photography is gorgeous. For anyone who, you know, knows of him or who doesn't, you should really explore him. Find him on Facebook and his website. And he's part of the Housatonic Camera Club. And, you know, he's always posting photos online, and it's just gorgeous. And then Olivia Marconic, she literally lives four houses down from our office here in Millerton, and is a known Millertonite. Her family's been here for over 100 years, I believe. And Libby, she does, you know, all kinds of subjects, but I love the thing I love about Libby's photos are they're out of the box, you know, a little out of the box thinking. And sometimes I throw topics at her, like our upcoming September issue is our learning issue. And she's done it for the last, I think all the, actually, this is our third year doing the learning issue. And it's a little bit of a tricky subject to, you know, come up with a topic. But, you know, and this year I said to her, I was like, hey, you up for the learning issue again? She's like, yep, you know. I was like, okay, you know, what do you have in mind? She's like, I have something in mind. You know, when's my due date? I was like, you know, 5 days. She's like, okay. And when she sent me the photo, I was like, that's the one, you know, wow, that's a great one. It works and it says so much. And so it's just, it's so fun to work with them and kind of let them shine in what they do as well as the writers, you know, because they're tackling subjects that they're so interested in and just, you know, that's where they shine.
Well, that's the great thing about photography and headline writers. They don't write the whole story, but boy, a bad headline or a bad picture to associate with the story can take the punch right out of the story.
For sure.
So, is there anybody that we have missed so far?
Yes, we also have Dominique, who I know from my former life, if you will, with my previous magazine. She hails from Ghent, New York. She and her husband own a winery up there, Hudson Chateau Winery. And so she's an expert on all things wine and beverage related. But she reached out a couple of years back. And of course, I knew her from, you know, from working with her up there a little bit. But I didn't realize at the time she was a writer. So she and I started talking. And, you know, we came up with a couple ideas. And since then, she's been a monthly contributor. And she really tackles subjects on all kinds of things. And it's fun, you know, because she does a great interview style. And or if she's writing just about it, you know, not interviewing someone, but writing, you know, about a specific subject, it's always fun, you know, light, airy and informative. And so it's not like, you know, intense to read, if you will. It's, you know, just really, you know, on a great subject. And then on our new website, she's going to have a weekly wine of the week where she, you know, gives us advice about, you know, wine and pairing it, et cetera. So that'll be a fun, you know, little tie-in to her expertise in the wine industry.
All right. And anybody else? As we get set, we've got about another 2 or 3 minutes left here.
Oh, sure. John has been with us for quite a while, but John has written a lot about sports for us or fishing or all kinds of stuff, and he has a huge article in our October issue on railroads. Let's see, Betsy Morey, she's been with us as well, I think about 4 years or more. She'll write every, you know, quarter or so, but she often does author interviews and highlights a local author in the area. Then we have some guest contributors, you know, that are some of the names you might recognize. Lisa LaMonica does a lot on history. Joseph Montebello, he has written all kinds of topics, you know, usually kind of people profiles. Pete Vermillier, Michael Nadeau, I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. You know, there are local folks as well that some might recognize who have written on various subjects for us. And then our intern, Lindsay Clark, has written this year, last year, a few stories for us. She's currently a senior at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And then our newest addition is Griffin Cooper. He actually, I've known since he was about 5 years old. He and my brother are best friends all through, you know, elementary, you know, high school. And then we kind of lost touch with him for a little bit. And he kind of resurfaced with my brother and he a couple of years back. And then he was looking for a career change. And he was has always been into writing and loved it. And so this spring, it kind of everything just clicked. And so Griffin's been with us since, I think, April or May. And he writes on all kinds of subjects for us, and his interests are varied as well. So I think he's, you know, prospered quite a bit and grown in his writing. And I will not forget, Pom Shillingford is our proofreader, and Pom hails from England but lives over in Salisbury. And so every month she pops in and makes sure that, you know, all of our little idiosyncrasies in the magazines, you know, where our commas are and semicolons and all that, and plus grammatical things and spelling, you know, even though we go through about 4 or 5 iterations before we send everything off to her. You know, so it's a real team effort, and everyone has a role, and, you know, we couldn't work without each other.
That's Main Street Magazine. Of course, you come out monthly. When's the next issue hit the stands?
It will be out this week, I assume by Friday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be getting them out.
And, of course, you can find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com. That's mainstreetmag.com. And, of course, we try to get together weekly here on Robin Hood Radio. Lauren, thanks once again for a few minutes, and we'll speak with you next week.
That sounds good. And I will add, our new website is being launched this week, so check it out.